Professor Christian Dusman is director at the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at the University College London. Good morning to you, Professor. Hello, Professor Dusman, can you hear me? Professor Dusman, welcome to the programme.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you. Is immigration good for the UK?
Oh, well, that's a very broad question. Migration is very heterogeneous. We have migrants with very different backgrounds, very different skills, and very certainly a very large part of those migrants are very important and crucial for any economy to which they migrate. That doesn't exclude, of course, that a very small part of immigrants may be less useful. That is the reason why countries have come to the conclusion that we need to manage migration in a way that is advantageous to the receiving country's economy.
Do we have too many people coming into the UK?
Well, again, that's a difficult question to answer. If we kind of see the UK in the international comparison in a globalized world, and you are well aware that since 1989, the fall of the wall, the world has dramatically changed. Product cycles have become much shorter. The demand of industries for skilled workers has been becoming very pressing. Economies have to respond very quickly to international and global challenges. And migration has been a very important part of that process, helping countries to fill skill gaps in a way which nationally would be impossible. So migration has been on the rise, not just in the UK, but across the world.
But why is it impossible to fill skill gaps with our own domestic population? Why is that now the case?
Well, I think there are two parts to answer that question. First, of course, it is very important to have an education system which serves the economy. And I do think that, for instance, a strengthening of vocational skills for the UK would be very important to make progress in that direction. However, to educate a new generation takes multiple years, and sometimes skill gaps are arising very quickly, and industries and economies have to react to these skill gaps very quickly.
But we have
otherwise they will lose competitiveness, and migration is one way to do that.
I think many people would agree with you that making education for young people more vocationally based may be a very positive thing for this country, but we have people who are skilled, who are already trained, who still call this radio station and say that they can't get work, and they feel it's because of the influx of foreign labourers, for example, or people who work in perhaps manual jobs.
Well, I mean, so I don't want to... It's very hard for me to respond to particular experiences, and I'm sure there are such experiences. I think more generally, I think we should aim, and I would think it would be very important to create an education system which much more systematically than what we are seeing at the moment is allowing young people who don't have academic inclination to develop their skills in a systematic way in vocational training. So I think there is a lot of possibility to improve in that direction.
What do you make of the statistic that we have 31% of those people polled recognise that immigration is good for the UK economy, and yet still half of them still want to see fewer people coming in? So even though they recognise it's good for the economy, they still don't want people to come in. What do you make of that statistic?
Yes, I mean, that doesn't surprise us. We have done research over the last decade looking in particular at the different determinants of people's attitudes towards immigration. Similar to the British Attitude Survey, which will be covered tonight by Nick's yes. BBC program, yeah. We have looked at the European Social Survey, again, an attitude survey, and our work shows that the attitudes towards immigration are determined partly by economic concerns, but mainly by concerns that are non-economic. So by concerns about homogeneity, fears of alienation, cultural concerns, etc.
Is it responsible if some of the concerns are based on things like that, on fears about homogeneity and the cohesiveness of communities? But is it not irresponsible of the government to try and curb immigration if ultimately one of their major responsibilities is to make sure that this country is economically a viable place to be and is growing economically?
No, I think so. This is a very difficult political balance, of course.
It is.
We have to. The migration policy has to serve the economy. On the other hand, it has to respond to concerns of individuals. And looking at our attitude research and what you were just mentioning about the British attitude survey, such attitudes are not poorly, even if people in this country would know precisely what the economic benefits of migration are, that does not mean they would be not concerned about immigration. So it's not just the economic debate, it's also addressing concerns of individuals which are not necessarily related to economic concerns, which are very important. That's why we say it is very important to have a responsible debate about migration, which is based on facts rather than anecdotes and on policy rather than politics.
Some people occasionally say things like, we don't want any more people, Britain is full up. You know, I don't care where you're coming from, I don't care what colour your skin is, what your background is, that's not important. We've just got too many people. Based on facts, based on statistics, is Britain full up?
I mean, again, that's a matter of taste. You drive through the UK from London to Scotland and there are many empty places. You go to Singapore, which is a country which is far more highly populated than the UK, and Singapore has a very open migration policy. So I think this is not a question which I can answer. Everybody has to make up his or her mind. Britain is full is I think a very vague way to argue in this particular debate.
Thank you very much for your time, Professor Christian Dussmann, Director at the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at the University College London.